Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne. Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Ausgabe von Radio Micro Europa, dem Tübinger Campusfunk hier auf der Wüstenwelle 96,6. Am Mikrofon für euch ist heute Paula Jaksch. In unserer heutigen Musikbox hört ihr das Idle Moments Quintett featuring Nikita Sipiagin. Das Konzert fand am 29. Januar 2025 im Tübinger Jazzclub im Club Voltaire in der Haaggasse statt. Heute bringen wir den zweiten Teil der Show. Das Quintett besteht aus 5 jungen Musikern aus 4 verschiedenen Ländern. Die 5 studieren an der Hochschule für Musik in Basel und haben dort auch angefangen, in dieser Besetzung gemeinsam aufzutreten. Die musikalische Leitung hat Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon übernommen. Nikita Sipiagin hat amerikanisch-russische Wurzeln und diese hört man auch in der Musik. Wobei die Einflüsse seiner Mitmusiker aus Spanien, Australien und Belgien natürlich ebenfalls spürbar sind. Ausdrucksstark, manchmal rau und voller Energie. So klingen Idle Moments. Geboren in New York, wuchs Nikita Sipiagin in einer bekannten Jazzfamilie auf. Seine Eltern sind der Jazz-Trompeter Alex Sipiagin und die Sängerin Monday Michiru. Sein Großvater Charlie Mariano war als Altsaxophonist bekannt und seine Großmutter Toshiko Akiyoshi ist eine herausragende Jazzpianistin, Komponistin und Arrangeurin. Nach dem Konzert hat unser Reporter Ulrich Hägele mit Nikita Sipiagin gesprochen, wobei ihn zunächst die Herkunft des Bandnamens interessierte. Denn Idle Moments bedeutet auf Deutsch so viel wie ungenutzte Augenblicke oder Momente der Untätigkeit. Man kennt den Ausdruck allerdings auch von dem gleichnamigen Album des berühmten Jazzgitarristen Grant Green, das 1965 bei Blue Note Records erschien.
I mean, honestly, we are aware of the Grant Green album and we love, you know, the musicians on it, you know, such great tunes, but we just love the name of the album more than, yeah, mostly. So we just kind of took the name. It was nothing bigger than that, yeah. And we just wanted something to represent us other than a name because it's been done so many times. So, yeah.
How would you describe the music? I think it's very new. It is a new tone. You have a little bit of sound of the 60s too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I would say what we listen to the most is the music from the 60s. And we try to make it sound like it's music of today. You know, we try to, I guess, refurbish the music, you know, to our own likings and try to bring some new elements from our personal lives and try to, you know, turn into something else. But yeah, I mean, from the 60s, our biggest inspirations would have to be, you know, bands like the Coltrane Quartet and Art Blakey, Jazz Messengers, Horace Silver Band, everything, you know, and those are really important for us. So without that, there would be no connection to what we're doing now.
And your own tunes, the originals, where did you get your inspirations?
For some of the tunes, honestly, it was just a project that we like to do with some friends. You know, we like to just write specifically for this band, you know, and we, Genius, the drummer and I, we wrote one of the tunes actually together. We worked on the tune Tonight. And yeah, we just try to make something that sounds right for this group because we like to play music from the 60s, but we want to still be able to create some new inputs. So yeah, that was basically it for us.
You're born in a very, very famous musician family, I think. Your grandfather is Charlie Mariano and your grandma is Toshiko Akiyoshi. What's about their footsteps? Is it difficult for you as a young musician to follow them?
I can't say that it has, you know, yeah, it has some pressure to it, but if anything, it has some, you know, I have some motivation to it because I have their full support, you know, and it's an amazing to have someone in your family, you know, this close to what you do, and they never pushed music onto me, so for me, it was, you know, really a big benefit, if anything. And yeah, it is a bit of a pressure, but for me, it's more of a plus than a negative, yeah.
You saw Charlie Mariano live on stage?
I saw him on stage, but I would think I was too young to really kind of understand, and I wasn't really listening to music or playing or, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I met him, and, you know, we had some family time together, but that was about it.
And your grandma?
And grandma, yeah. I mean, I'm still with her now. She's 94, yeah. And all my buddies, they all met her, too, and she's still standing. She's drinking her full bottle of wine every day.
Four bottle.
I mean, her quote is you're allowed to have one bad habit in your life, and that's her one bad habit. And she made it to 94 and she's still going.
What's the difference between playing in the States, in America, and in Europe?
Honestly, I mean, I kind of started music at a late time. I started late 16 to 17, so I didn't really have too many experiences playing in the States as much to now. I mean, most of my experience is playing over here, but little opportunities I did have playing over there with you know, my father and some other people, it's great, you know, and the energy is cool. But I would say here in Europe, the people are listening more and they enjoy the music more. You know, that's the kind of vibe I get, at least, especially from an audience standpoint. You know, I could feel that vibe.
You have some projects, some plans, a CD or a record, vinyl or a tour?
Yeah, so for recordings, we just did a recording a few days ago, but it's nothing that we want to publicly put out on any platforms yet. We're still waiting for kind of, you know, to develop our sound more. But we are going on tour soon in Ghent in Belgium, which our trumpet player Emil hooked up for us. So that's going to be nice. I think we're going to be out there for 9 days. We're going to play a lot of tunes, and it's going to be an amazing time. And after that, we have some gigs around Switzerland as well. And we're hoping after this, you know, because we're a newly formed band, we're hoping after this to really, you know, go for it, you know, and you know, start to play everywhere in Europe. It'd be a dream.
Thank you very much. I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Soweit unser Interview. Bevor wir den zweiten Teil des Konzerts zu hören bekommen, zähle ich noch die Besetzung des Quintetts Idle Moments auf. Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon, Emil Verniert an der Trompete, Max Tiekel am Nordpiano. John Codina spielt den Bass und Genius Wesley am Schlagzeug. Ganz viel Spaß dabei. Thank you.
this work? Oh, cool. Okay, second set, we got Emil Vernier again on the trumpet. Give him a round of applause. We got Max Tickle on the Nord. Joan Codina on the bass. Genius Wesley on the drums. And this was Max's original. Thank you for staying for the second set. I hope you enjoy. We have a lot of special tunes for you all, so thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. It's looking like it's coming to the end of the set, but we saved our favorite and our best tune for last. I'm going to introduce the band one more time. Emile Verniert. From Belgium, on trumpet. He sounds amazing, right? And then we got Max Tickle. Max Tickle on the Nord, Grand. Max Tickle, all the way from Australia. We got Joan Codina from Spain, Mexico, Spain. On the bass. Genius Wesley on the drums. Genius Wesley on the drums, all the way from California. Thank you so much for everybody for coming. We're going to play Virgo by the great Horace Silver. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Please give it up, Nikita Sipiragi.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much again for coming. That was really fast. I'm going to introduce the band one last time because they're so great. Emile Verneert from Belgium, Ghent, on the trumpet. One more time, Emile Verneert from Ghent, Belgium. Go on, yo. We got Max Tickle on the Nord, on the piano, playing all the chords. Max Tickle, give him some more love. Joan Codina from Spain, all the way from Spain, on the bass. Joan Codina, Genius Wesley on the drums. Genius Wesley on the drums. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming down. Thank you again. Tubingen. Tubingen, thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much for coming out. It's been nothing but nice to us. Appreciate you. All love. Emil Vernier, Max Tickle, Joan Codina, Genius Leslie. Thank you. Hopefully see you soon.
Idle Moments Quintett featuring Nikita Sipiagin, live im Tübinger Jazz Club Teil 2. Aufgenommen am 29. Januar 2025 im Club Voltaire in der Haaggasse in Tübingen. Hier noch einmal die Band. Nikita Sipiagin am Altsaxophon, Emil Verniert an der Trompete und Max Tickle spielt das Nordpiano. Am Bass habt ihr Joan Codina gehört und Genius Wesley am Schlagzeug. Ton und Technik haben Robin Glücker und Ole Besenfelder übernommen. Ein herzliches Dankeschön geht an Martin Trostel vom Tübinger Jazz Club. Damit wären wir am Ende unserer Campusfunk Musikbox angelangt. An den Reglern saß heute Selina Lauble. Alle Sendungen zum Nachhören findet ihr in unserer Mediathek auf der Homepage der Tübinger UB. Weitere Infos gibt es auf unserer Homepage unter mikro-europa.de. Am Mikrofon war Paula Jaksch. Bis bald!